Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
The historic Wilson Theater in Rupert, Idaho presents Cowpokes for Christmas, featuring renowned cowboy singer and songwriter Bren Hill and cowboy poet and humorist Andy Nelson. Celebrate the Christmas season the cowboy way, Saturday, December 16th at 7 p.m. with this high-energy and heartwarming performance at the historic Wilson Theater in Rupert, Idaho, Saturday, December 16th at 7 p.m. For tickets and more information, visit their website at historicwilsontheater.com, stop by their box office at 610 Fremont Street in Rupert, Idaho, or give them a call at 208-436-2787. That's 208-436-2787. We'll see you there. Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Man, it's a good thing we put those old Christmas lights in there. It made it nice and warm.
Nice and warm.
Yeah, kind of warmed things up just a little bit out there.
Right.
All right, let's have some poetry, shall
we? Let's do it.
All right, Yvonne Hollenbeck is riding along with us. She's talking about the best gift she's had in years.
When you're married to a rancher and make your living off of cattle, you have to make the dollar stretch because saving's half the battle. And one thing we cut years ago was gifts for one another. Had kids to raise and bills to pay, and there was no extra for each other. But last year, I was a bit surprised when hubby said, "My dear, the cattle market's up a bit. How about a gift this year?" He said to drop a hint or two of what I'd like to have, because he was headed into winter to buy some grain for calves. Now, Main Street there in winter is only 3 blocks long, and it don't take long to shop there because most of the stores are gone. But there's a jewelry store on Main Street with rings of every kind, and I saw one in the window that was imprinted on my mind. So I told him he would see it in a window in a store on a corner there on Main Street, and I hinted even more. I said, "It's round, and it's shiny, and I've wanted one for ages, and this one is on special. It won't take a whole month's wages." I told him it was silver, because he's a little colorblind, and I sure don't need a big one. If it's small, I will not mind. I just knew that it'd be special, and tears welled in my eyes. I just could not wait till Christmas to get my special prize. And imagine my excitement when Christmas finally come. No gift from him for 20 years, and he finally bought me one. But before he went to get the gift, he said to me, "My dear, it was more than I intended to spend on you this year, but I know how bad you wanted one, and you deserve the best one, hon." They had them in 3 sizes. I splurged and got the biggest one. "And I sure do want to thank you for describing it for me, because it's in that corner window just like you said it'd be." And then he went and got the gift. And imagine, if you can, how shocked I was when here he came with a real nice dog food pan. He went right on explaining, my jaw had hit the floor, that it was right there in the window of the corner hardware store. And it was silver, it was shiny, it was nice size, it was round, and he knew I always got upset with the dog eating off the ground. Then he said I looked a bit surprised, and he wondered, why the tears? I told him they were happy ones. It's the best gift I'd had in years.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've given some of those gifts.
I know I have.
Right. Okay. Yeah. We're going to tell you right now here, ladies and gentlemen, right now we're going to save some lives.
Yeah.
All right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Subtle hints don't work.
No.
Obvious hints don't work.
No.
Right out flat, blatant hints do not work. Come out and tell us.
Just tell us.
Just tell us what, what it is you're looking for.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jacqueline and I have given up on Christmas gifts for each other a long time ago.
Well, what do you give a person that has everything?
Well, that's it. I have everything.
I do too.
And if I want something, I go and get it.
Yeah.
I don't wait for Christmas.
Then I get what I want.
It saves me having to return it.
There you go.
Re-gift it.
Yes. Yes.
Well, all right.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a good foot rub.
Nice.
You know, as a Christmas present.
You learned that from our father.
Yeah, I did.
Our father used to rub our mother's feet.
Yeah, yeah.
She was an emergency room nurse, worked the night
on
shift
her feet,
on her feet all the time.
Yeah.
She would come home, and our dad, what a great example to us.
That's right, yeah.
Would sit down and rub her feet.
And say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and Merry Christmas to you. Bring the scented pretty lotion.
Uh-huh,
yeah,
uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
Rub her feet.
A tincture of arnica.
Tincture of something.
Yes.
Yeah, Gumbalt's caustic balsam.
Oh, that's the best stuff right there. It'll raise a blister
yes,
on boot.
Yes, it would, that's for sure. Well, you mentioned earlier the old-fashioned Christmas ornaments.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I do remember those. There was one in particular that had an impeller inside of it.
Yep.
And you hung it on about above one of those extra hot lights.
Yeah, those 90-watt lights.
Yeah. And the little impeller went around, and it was shiny. And
The air movement would spin that thing,
and you'd sit
there and watch it for hours.
It was pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And then the homemade ornaments that we
made
in grade school.
Uh-huh. Out of blowed eggshells.
Yep, right. That and egg cartons. We would make little bells cut out the egg cartons.
Well, and Evelyn one year made a bunch out of smashed Coke cans.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why don't I remember that?
Well, the drinking port.
Oh,
I made it old, just like a little angel.
Oh, my
like
heavens.
A singing little angel.
Oh, that's,
she spray-painted
that's
them things
right.
And put a ribbon on it.
Man, I'm starting to remember some things. Holy cow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, the Christmas trees
were
amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. We were friends with the Nix family.
Yep.
Bill Nix was the forest ranger there in Oakley, the only forest ranger there. But he would come down out of the mountains with some outstanding Christmas trees.
Yes.
And we would be the recipient of one every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a 10-foot ceiling in our house.
Yeah.
And I remember Dad still having to cut bottom and top off of them.
Both. If you cut any more off the bottom, it's not going
to
be
in order to make it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which brings, I got to tell you about Glenn Hollenbeck's Christmas tree stuff. All right. So he brings a tree into Yvonne's house. Okay. Well, it's his house too, sure.
Right.
And it's too tall.
All right. Right.
So he fires up the chainsaw in the living room.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll fix it.
Blue smoke, sawdust
everywhere.
Yvonne was not very pleased with Glenn at that point. And then if I remember right, he stuck it in an old lick tub full of sand. inside the house.
Dear.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
All right. Now, that sounds like something our dad would do.
Well, yeah.
If a tree was leaning, I don't know if he did, but I suspect that he probably nailed that thing to the floor.
He did.
That's my guess.
He did. For I can back you up.
You
on
can back
that
me
one.
Up. I thought I had remembered that, but I just wasn't sure I was remembering
well,
it.
Well, and
correctly.
I remember strings going to the walls, too.
Keep sometime. It from tipping over.
Yeah. We had some different Christmas trees, too.
Boy,
one year we had tumbleweeds.
We had a tumbleweed Christmas that Mom flocked.
Yeah.
I had to enunciate there.
Enunciate.
Yeah, and juniper trees.
And junipers, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, we need to end the show.
Why?
Yeah, because R.W. and Mary Kay are going to sing,
oh, yeah.
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful
worry.
Watch your
my father
hurry.
Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace.
So really I'd better scurry.
Darling, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some music on while I pour.
The neighbors might think
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what is this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I have to say no, no, no,
mind
sir.
If I move up?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay. I simply must go.
Now, baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But, baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome has been
lucky that you
so
dropped in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that
my
storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will
like
be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind
is
vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to go home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me your coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
There's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
I'll think of my lifelong
At
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and
I really can't stay. Baby, it's cold outside.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Oh, man.
I know.
Going down memory lane.
Yeah, right. That is good stuff. Let's go back to the Christmas trees.
Okay.
Yeah, the juniper trees and the flocked tumbleweeds.
I remember a huge sagebrush one year, too.
That's true. Yes. That's right. I remember that as well. And those little teeny tiny glass balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually, Grandma Nelson lived right next to us, and I remember a flocked tumbleweed in her house.
In her trailer. Yeah,
yeah, in her trailer. And those little teeny tiny glass bulbs.
Yep. Yeah, you can't find them.
No, you can't. Can
of course,
you?
I haven't tried, so. But you can buy anything off the internet.
Well, that's right. I mean, some of the retro stuff is getting real vogue now.
Oh, it's very popular.
Oh, that's right.
Days.
You know, speaking of old-time stuff and political correctness and things like that, that's why I played Baby, It's Cold Outside, because I don't care.
Okay? I don't either.
I don't either. All right. I'm sorry if you folks out there were offended with that one. I'm sorry that you're offended, but I'm not sorry we played it.
I like the song.
I like the song.
I do.
I think it's clever.
I do, too.
I think it's cleverly written and outstanding. So there.
Well, what if it's cold out
and
there?
We have the microphone.
And, yeah.
That's right.
Hey.
Yes.
So for a little while.
For you. That's right. Yeah.
Till
so have a politically correct Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. And that's another thing. We aren't ashamed to say Merry Christmas.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's
not at all. It is what it is.
Oh, hey, it's the reason why we're celebrating.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. And, of course, next week.
Is the
real Christmas
that's
show.
That's right. We're going to drill her down.
Yeah. We had to get the nonsense out of the way because that's good. They're good memories.
Well, sure.
There's a lot of fun
They're
there.
They're all part and parcel.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But next week, we're going to remember what the real reason for the season is.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. So stay tuned.
I think it will.
All right. Very good. And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coffee and milk cup.
My goodness. Those are.
You think you could dress that up with a little tiny glass ball?
Oh, absolutely. Stick a sprig right in the middle.
Yeah. There you go.